Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, the Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening today. So on today's show, I have a returning guest, although I think we missed each other last year with everything going on. I have Mary Ershik, and she is the administrator for the Wayne County Area Agency on Aging, correct?
Yes, thank you, Carol.
That's tongue-tied. It's a lot of A's in there. So, Mary, thank you for everything you really do for our community. You're the administrator for the aging office, and you do a lot. Yes. Can you share with our audience, a little bit about the aging?
Yes, definitely. Yes, like you said, we have a lot of programs, and I'm only going to be able to talk about a few of them today, but we have, a lot of community and home-based programs, our senior centers, some of our in-home programs, volunteer opportunities, our adult daily living center. So we have a wide variety of services available for people. Our target age is 60 and over for most of our programs.
Right. So, I know we're going to talk about phone numbers and contact information. So, if someone's just listening to the first 2 minutes of the show, you have a lot of information on the website, correct?
Yes. We have, we're on the county's website. It's waynecountypa.gov. And when you go to that website, there is a tab for human services. And under that tab, you'll find our Area Agency on Aging page.
Okay.
So that's a really good place for resources.
Right. And if they need a phone number, what phone number could they call?
Sure. Our phone number is 570-253-4262.
Right. And if you call, there is a phone tree, but eventually, if you press zero, some person will pick up. And
yes.
They're awesome. They are really great with that. And we'll mention that later on in the show. So tell us a little bit about, the senior centers and what programs or what's available for our seniors.
Yes. So absolutely. We have our three senior centers in Hawley, Honesdale, and Hamlin, and we operate Monday through Friday. We have our hot meals every weekday at the senior centers, except for the major holidays. We are closed tomorrow for President's Day. And then we also have our Northern Wayne Satellite Center that's starting in March. They'll be open twice a month, the first and third Thursday. They're at the Northern Wayne Fire Hall. And during the winter months, we drop down to once a month, but going back to twice a month in March. So that's exciting. And so, we have a lot of wonderful upcoming events. I wanted to mention we have two bus trips that are coming up for the senior centers. And I do want to say these bus trips are open to anyone regardless of age. They're sponsored by the senior center, but you don't have to be a senior. And you actually don't have to be a Wayne County resident to go on them. So we have... Sherlock Holmes Returns, that's going to be at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, and that's on April 5th, and that's a price of $96 per person. And then we have a musical tribute to Buddy Holly at the Mount Airy Casino, and that's May 31st, and that's $65 a person. So our bus trips are back. They sound really fun.
Right. Oh, that is really fun. And it's nice that it is opened up to pretty much anyone, which is great.
Yeah, anyone can go on those.
Right,
so that's great. We are right now in tax season, and we are fortunate that the AARP is back to do tax preparation at our Honesdale Senior Center on Thursdays. They started this past week. And so a little bit about it, because it's slightly different this year, and we didn't have it last year, and it ended up abruptly in 2020. So it's only going to be on Thursdays, but it's by appointment only. So you'll call our office, 570-253-4262. We are scheduled... pretty much for the rest of this month, we're scheduled and into March a little bit, but we have some openings on March 24th and a couple openings in April. What you're going to be doing is you have to make an appointment, and you'll come in and speak to the tax counselor, drop off all of your paperwork. So you're going to get a packet ahead of time telling you what to bring and some things to fill out. You're going to have a quick 15-minute meeting. Then you're going to leave and come back around 3 hours later. Again, have another quick 15-minute meeting, and then hopefully at that point you'll have your tax return.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's nice, because the person doesn't need to sit, the senior or whoever's getting their taxes done, need to sit there for an hour or two, which is really great. And it gives the availability to get the work done and maybe get more people in too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're, the AARP is in need of volunteers to do tax prep, and there is training available. So really we were hoping to offer it more than once a week, but we couldn't. So hopefully in the future we'll be able to offer it additional days and maybe back at our Hamlin building. We used to offer it in our Hamlin Senior Center, but this year it's just Honesdale and on Thursdays and by appointment only. So give us a call. And we also have our senior center staff that are there to help with the rent and property tax rebates for anyone who needs help with that too.
Oh, great, great. And again, this is all services for anyone 60 or older, correct?
Yes, yes.
Right. And are these services usually free?
The tax prep is free, yes.
Okay.
We have our congregate meals that I mentioned. We do ask for a $2.50 donation if you're able to afford that. Just to help offset some of the costs of the meals. You know, everything's increasing right now. Food is going up, as we all know. So $2.50 is still a pretty good deal for lunch, I think.
I think so.
And we actually, at all three of our centers right now, we still have drive-through congregate meals available. So if you're not comfortable coming into the center, you can go through the drive-through and get a meal. You have to call ahead and reserve, either for coming into the center or for drive-through. You have to call a day in advance to reserve a meal. But, you know, there's two different ways you could get your meals, you know, drive-through or coming into the center. I want to mention we just remodeled some areas of our Honesdale Senior Center.
Oh.
So we're looking to expand some activities there. We're hoping to get a shuffleboard group together at the Honesdale Center. We're looking for ideas of what people want to see. You know, what would you like, you know, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
yes.
We want some ideas. We do have also our caregiver support group on the second Wednesday at the Honesdale Senior Center every month, second Wednesday at 1:30. And we also are offering on Facebook Mondays with Marie, and that's a live Facebook exercise program. And it's 30 minutes long. It's a decent workout.
Oh, cool.
And it's always on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Wayne County Office of Human Services. So if you go on that page, you can see all of the exercise videos that we do. If you want to get a little workout, it's a 30-minute workout. It's pretty good.
And you don't have to leave your home. So if you have an iPad or something that you
if you have the internet and you have Facebook, you can do exercise. And really, it's not an easy workout. It incorporates weights and resistance bands.
Wow.
And if you don't have those, as Marie always says, you can use cans or scarves that you have available. So, you know, you can be a little resourceful if you want to do the workout and you don't have those items. But if you want to make it a little more challenging, you can add in those hand weights and the resistance bands.
Cool.
So I know there's just so much information with the senior centers alone. So I wanted to mention we do have a newsletter. And you can call our office and you could get that newsletter mailed to you for a $3 donation. Or you can go on the website and all of our newsletters are there.
Right. Yes. Yes. Which is really great. And they do. And because they list all the three different centers, the Hawley, the Honesdale, and the Hamlin Center, and what's going on.
Yep.
And it lists the menu too.
The
so
menus,
you can,
yes.
You want to order a meal ahead of time and, you know,
so you
go
can see
pick
what
it up.
We have, yes.
Exactly. You know what I do want to let our listeners learn about is the Adult Daily Living Center in Hawley. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, yes. The Adult Daily Living Center is connected to our Hawley Senior Center, but it's not a senior center. It's more of a program that is really there to help people that need extra support during the day. So this is a perfect program for a family that has a loved one living with them that really can't be at home during the day when they're either perhaps working, perhaps they need to run errands or have appointments of their own. They can have their loved one come to the Adult Daily Living Center. So it's kind of a respite for caregivers, pretty much. But we have a licensed practical nurse and a certified nurse's assistant that work out there. And they can actually help with bathing, medication administrative, station activities. And this program is actually open to Wayne and Pike County residents.
Okay.
And you can come for a half day or a full day. You don't have to come every day of the week. You could pick your schedule, that sort of thing. It's not a drop-off location. We kind of need to know in advance so we can make sure we have coverage. But it's very secure. We have a locked door with keypad codes. It's a very small setting. A lot of times there's one-on-one support available.
Right.
And this, you can privately pay for this program, but there is also funding available through the aging offices for this program.
Okay. Is there a number that someone can call if they're interested in the Adult Daily Living Center?
Yes. The number there for the Adult Daily Living Center is 570-390-7388.
Okay, great. And again, that's on the website too.
Yes.
If you go on the Wayne County website, it's under the Human Services under Aging.
Yes, yes. Right? You can find it there. But it's really, it's a little known program that we have. And We are hoping to get our numbers back up because it's nice when there's, you know, a good group of people there so that you can have more fun and interactions throughout the day. But it's, you know, there's lunch there every day. There's snacks throughout the day. Mm-hmm. There's exercise time. There's crafts. There's bingo. There's time to, you know, rest a little bit in the recliners that they have there. So there, you know, it's kind of a nice place to go for respite purposes, and it avoids placement, you know?
No, exactly. And you know what? Many people don't have that opportunity to work from home either. And so if they were home caring for a loved one, maybe they do have to go back to the office, even if it's a couple of days during the week. Mm-hmm. This would be a great opportunity to have that family member you're caring for in a secured place, in a licensed place, being cared for yes. those hours that you have to be away, right?
Right. Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think more people need to know about this program because it's really great. And everyone that goes to it, I can't tell you how many calls I get from people just thanking us for having that available for mm-hmm. them, and they mm-hmm. don't know what they would do without this program.
Right. And I think that you hit the nail on the head when you said we need to make people aware. Because some people, you know, I have conversations with individuals and they're like, oh, I'm looking for this. I'm like, did you know? And they don't always know. Mm-hmm. They don't know what the resources are out there. That's why we do these shows, in order to get that information
right,
out.
Right, yeah.
Which is so important, okay? Another important thing that we talk about a lot is volunteers, because many of your programs that you do, especially the home-delivered meals, correct,
mm-hmm.
are our pantry program, run on volunteers, right?
Yes, we have over 100 volunteers, and we could not function without these volunteers. They provide a support in our senior centers, in the Adult Daily Living Center, in our Ombudsman program, in our pantry program. So they're really crucial. And I did, thank you for mentioning meals, because in case you didn't know, we deliver meals all over the county, and we take those to people who can't come into the senior center, and it's a really needed service. So we rely on meal delivery drivers to volunteer to help get those meals out throughout the county. And we do have volunteer opportunities through our retired senior volunteer program, which is for people 55 and older who are wanting to give back to the community. And there are a lot of wonderful people in Wayne County who want to give back.
Right. And, you know, so when we talk about someone volunteering, you don't have to do it every day.
Right.
Even if you can give one day or half a day,
yeah,
that
anything.
Would really, really help, you know, cover a certain area with delivering meals, you know, or the pantry or something like that, correct?
Yes.
So is there someone, because you have a volunteer coordinator, right?
We do. And you can reach her. Her name is Dawn, and you can reach her at 570-390-4540. And I do want to mention that she is also doing a great senior chat program mm-hmm. right now, which is to help combat the social isolation that we are all feeling at this time. Mm-hmm. So definitely ask Dawn about the senior chat program if you're interested in volunteering for that or being part of that, just to have a little bit of a touch point each week of having some chats on the phone.
Right. So if we have someone listening that maybe they don't drive anymore, but they want to still volunteer, this is a great opportunity because they can call from their home phone to someone who needs some intervention or someone to talk to and just, you know, say, how you doing and stuff like that.
Right. It's wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
And all these programs, when you talk about volunteering, you just don't, they don't come the first day and start working, right? There's mm-hmm. training involved,
always,
right?
And
all of that stuff. To,
lots of training. Of course, you have to provide clearances as well. Mm-hmm. And certainly there is training. We wouldn't let anyone go out on solo missions right away, of course.
Well, Mary, you know, I can't believe we only have like a minute left. Any last, you want to talk about the website again, a phone number that people can call?
Yes. Okay. Again, please check out our website, waynecountypa.gov. There is an employment opportunities tab, and you will see that the county is hiring. We are
yes.
hiring, and aging is hiring. Come be part of our team. We would love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
All of our human services jobs, or I would say the majority of them, are what's known as civil service, or now it's called Bureau of Talent Acquisition, but I think most people are more familiar with civil service. So there's a little bit of a procedure. It's not a quick hiring process, unfortunately, but we go through the civil service. So check those out, employment opportunities out. Check out the aging website. Check out our Facebook page. And our number, again, is 570-253-4262.
Well, Mary, I think we have packed a lot in 15 minutes.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. And, you know, thank you for everything that you do getting the word out about these programs.
Oh, you're welcome. So again, this is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager. If you have any questions on this show, you can call me at 570-253-8422 or visit our website at WMH.org and search HealthWorks, and you can re-listen to the show over and over again. So again, thank you for listening and have a great day.